consulted. The people concerned were with the president, and president consulted the people. On Friday, he had a meeting. On Sunday, before he left, he had a meeting. What consultation do people need? People of South Sudan does not need consultation. They need peace. This is what they need. These people need peace. And people are yearning for this. Because people are dying as I'm speaking with you now. There are fighting all over. In Pagare, they were fighting. And in Bentiu, they were fighting. And Pagat, people are fighting. And the people are going to die in those 15 days. And nobody cares about the people of South Sudan. And nobody is speaking on their behalf. People are speaking on their own selfish behalf.
Yes, the government said the reason why they have not signed this peace agreement is because there's some provisions that is not representing the will of the people of South Sudan. So can you, what do you think about this argument from the government?
Nothing, I don't think it is true, because nobody is the enemy of anybody. People are one people, and we have been talking as an SPLM. And if we are going to be united and implement the agreement on good faith, people are going to unite and they are going to go back together as one people.
So we are made to understand that after the government, specifically the president, refused to sign the agreement, you wept. Why were you weeping?
Because I've seen that nobody cares about the people of South Sudan. And South Sudan has become a widow. And I know for sure that South Sudan is now a widow. Dr. John died. For good, and people of South Sudan are left orphans, and South is a widow. Nobody is taking care of them. That's why I wait, because nobody will help people of South Sudan. Everybody is concerned about his own selfish gain. This is what they are doing in South Sudan. That's why I wait, because these the same people who are dying today, these are the people, Dr. John, and millions of people of South Sudan died for them. I don't see anybody speaking on their behalf in that hall. The president was the president of people of Southern Sudan. He would have decided, and people of Southern Sudan would have stood with him to sign that peace, and you would have seen the jubilation. That people would have been very happy. But now people are disappointed.
Do you have a glimpse of hope that peace will be signed?
Peace is already signed by some other stakeholders and IO and former political detainees. They have signed. And all the concerned people, the grantors, the civil society, the ICF, the ECAC Plus, everybody has signed except the government. If the government does not sign, they will face the music.
So now, what message do you have for the people of South Sudan?
People of South Sudan have to say that enough is enough. People of South Sudan have to rise up for their own right, because nobody is discussing and nobody is talking on their behalf. People of South Sudan have to rise up and talk with a free will, and God will be on their side. And if God is on our side, nobody can say no. So I'm saying this, people of South Sudan, you have to rise up for your own right. As Bob Marley said, stand up for your right. Nobody will give them their right.